This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Again, rain downtown. Right now, so we'll see how the rain affects tonight's game. When you look at what the...
Actually, it stopped.
I see drizzle from here. I'm just telling you.
You said you didn't see outside.
I had to move. You know, the great thing about having all these YouTube and social media clips is
I stand corrected. There's a puddle out there. It's very light
Thank
rain.
You. Thank you.
I stand corrected.
No wonder you never made it as a weather guy.
Thank God.
People are still walking around with umbrellas on outside.
How do those fit?
Walking around with them?
She said, with umbrellas on.
You've never seen anybody wear an umbrella hat before? You've never seen any of those?
Those are good on you.
Yeah, okay, thank you. I was right. So be careful. And I know you don't want to talk about the weather anymore, but last night's game, I thought the fans came out in full force. You brought this up yesterday. You said, well, it depends how the weather is. So they had 29,000 there last night.
Did I sound like that, Dan?
Yeah, you did.
Well, it depends on the weather.
Depends on the weather. Oh, the one thing about this is it depends on the weather.
Hey, Fred.
Hey, Barty. The weather will probably keep some fans away tonight, don't you? I hope not. True or false?
Yeah, Andy.
You know our fans.
It's supposed to rain on a Wednesday night. It will not be 33,000 or whatever it is.
Jeff, they almost had 30,000 last night.
It was fabulous.
Okay. But do you think that number will be significantly
Andy,
lower?
Yes, Andy, I think it'll be lower if it rains.
Why do you have to get so mad?
Can we do a group sigh?
Three, two, one. What is wrong with you guys? These are sports topics. Did you think the crowd had an influence in last night's game?
You had to do all this on a day we have to meet with the boss.
Did you stop saying that? By the way, I need to leave quick, so just so you know.
There it is.
I'll leave you guys.
You and I
in the
get
meeting.
To meet with the boss after
That's
the show.
Great. That's great. You've well earned it.
Boss, know you're leaving?
No, I haven't talked to him yet. I need to ask him.
Hey, Keith.
Did they have an impact on the game last night? Yes or no? Do you think they did
no.
or didn't? I totally did.
The environment. Yeah, they all sucked in at the same time, so the ball didn't leave the infield.
You guys are brutal, man. I don't know what games you guys got. I think fans have an influence on the game sometimes.
I think it helps to create a phenomenal environment that might help guys to be more focused. And in that regard, yes. Sorry. People screaming at me. That's not going to help anybody hit a Tarek Skubal 100-mile-an-hour fastball on the inside part of the plate.
You don't think that the pressure of playing in front of 30,000 people and going to pick up a bunt and trying to maybe do something a little bit more than you can, that there's people get, that players even at this level, get a little bit of butterflies on it, and they can stir them up emotionally a little bit and maybe be a little intimidating. So, like, you can't tell me when you walk into Yankee Stadium that players that are playing there for the first time or played there a million times aren't a tad bit intimidated by the venue and the history of what is Yankee Stadium.
Well, that's different than fans, isn't it?
But that, no, it isn't. The fans are a part of the venue and the intimidation factor. You hear the first time in New York, you're like, whoa, man, these fans know their stuff.
I don't think it's a huge factor.
I think guys get nervous sometimes. Entertainment is in Worcester. What's up, Entertainment?
Well, I'll be. Check it out. I get to hear the boss. Is the boss there? You said he's in the background?
He's somewhere around the corner. You're not worried about it. I'm not worried about
it. What's your boss's name?
Fearless Leader.
We call him Fearless Leader.
Just like we call you Entertainment.
That's true.
fantastic. Dude, let me borrow your ear for a moment here. I'm switching my comment. I'm gonna pass around this, you know, petition. I want a fan appreciation day where a fan from Cleveland is chosen to sit in between the right stereo and the left stereo and let me be the mic in the middle. You know, between the two top commentators on radio station right now. We're entertaining weather, folks. That's what's going on in Cleveland. We are entertaining weather. If you're not entertained, then guess what? I got my bandwagon all dressed up in the garage right now because I'll tell you the truth. I haven't watched not one Guardians game until the last couple weeks. I got my bandwagon all dressed up. I'm driving that day. I'm no longer called entertainment. I'm the bandwagon.
Just stay out of the school zones, man.
Well, I'm just telling you the truth. I've been so devastated throughout the years growing up in Cleveland that, yeah, well, I was talking down to the people jumping up on the wagon and all that. But now I went out and I bought me a Cadillac wagon. And anybody that want to jump on this wagon and get entertained about the weather, well, let's go on. Let's make it happen. Entertainment out. New name is called Wagon.
Wagon, we'll see you. Make sure you're wearing make sure you're wearing that giant fur coat when you come out, too, please. Thank you. Appreciate it. Entertainment.
Ooh-wee.
Style, you're styling, man. I'm telling you. What was that? What was that?
It was Wagon on a roll.
Let's go through the rotation. Let's get back to serious baseball talk. And as we talked before about the rotation, are you messing with it at all? Yeah, again, and as I've said this before, we talked to Daryl, Bibee, Messick, Allen, Ciccone, Cantil.
Why would you mess with it?
Because you're contemplating Williams' role.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
In the rotation.
The only time you mess with it is if you need a win on Sunday. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. The other part of it is that there is a conceivable chance that if you stick with this, Williams doesn't pitch again until a week from yesterday in game one of the wild card. Does it matter?
No. He could probably use a little extra juice right now. Worked for Logan Allen last time out. He wasn't very happy. Pitched on, 9, 10 days rest? Something like that?
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
Dan, you messing with the rotation?
I'm saying no unless you get to Sunday and it's winning, you're in.
Yep, I agree.
That's the only way that I'm messing with that because, boy, I want Gavin Williams out there for like one of those games that isn't a possible game three. That's the only thing. Not to mention, and I should probably look this up before I open my mouth. I don't think any guys in this rotation have thrown on 3 days rest previous, right? Maybe Bibee? Bibee would be the only one I would think.
I'm going to say maybe Bibee.
You're talking about in their career. Yeah, maybe.
Correct.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing that I'd look at is if it's your first time doing it, then I don't know what this is going to look like because 3 days rest messes with some guys. I mean, Kershaw has never been great on 3 days rest. Other guys are. Scherzer's going to have been 50-50 on 3 days rest. Verlander's been outstanding on 3 days rest.
All right, let me change this.
They're not designed that way anymore.
Let me change the scenario for you. I don't think you can really do it. Well, you could. Would you? I like the way Messick's pitched, so I don't want to take him out of the rotation. But you could jump Allen up. You could jump everybody up a day, too. If you pull Messick, Allen, I'm not pulling Ciccone. And otherwise, you would just switch out Williams for Cantillo. So there's a couple ways you can do this if you're trying to put the puzzle together. Would you jump Messick? This is for tomorrow's game too.
Boy, he's pitched so well.
I don't know that you would do that.
Amount of data on him, which I think plays into it too.
And the minute you do it and it doesn't work, then you're scrambling the rest of the way.
But are you? You're just going back to a 5-man rotation. We're in a 6-man rotation right now. I mean, are you really? How much are you tinkering with it when you have 6 starters? Which, by the way, I think has been a huge catalyst of what they've been able to do.
You've won 16 of 18 games, Andy. I'm letting it roll. If I get to Sunday and I need it, then I would throw Gavin Williams.
You're going to the dance with the Utah.
I like the idea of throwing Messick out there with the idea that I got Cantillo right behind him, where it's like, okay, we can turn this into a 5-day rotation, and whoever comes out then is on regular rest. And so that way I got one guy throwing on 6, I got one guy throwing on 5, so if I find myself in a troublesome situation, I can yank Messick and put the next guy in there to solve the problem as a long man. I do like having that in my back pocket.
I don't even know when you go to a 6-man rotation, what day is your bullpen day? Is it the 4th?
If you have a 6-man rotation, you don't need a bullpen day. You got a starter.
Well, No. I mean, your bullpen day as a starter.
Oh, as a starter.
Yeah, one of the days that you throw in the bullpen. You normally throw halfway through in the bullpen, halfway through your rest. So I don't know. I guess.
Leave it up to Carl. He'll figure it out.
Yeah, he's been pretty good at this stuff, too. Mm-hmm. But when you look at it, too, if you get a slow start, but you don't have to pull a panic button here either. You don't have to hit the panic.
One.
Yeah. I pull.
You're pull a pusher. The panic lever.
No, you're a pusher. Todd's in Cleveland. Hi, Todd.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
So I think we're overthinking it. I mean, I think if the Tribe goes 3-2 the rest of the way, they're in. Maybe even 2-3. So I think it's at the point now where you start, you know, gearing Williams for your game one starter, and then Bybee too. Because I mean, the way that they've won the last month or so, they now have room for error, which is crazy to think about.
But I
think all the imagination is I think Williams is probably done for the regular season, and he's looking as a game one starter.
Yeah, so that puts him back out there on Tuesday. But you still got to get there. That's the thing. You still got to get to the playoffs. You're not there.
Yeah, I think we were so far away from it for so long. But if you look at it objectively, right? I mean, Texas is going to be out in the next day. So they're playing a whatever Texas.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Texas. It's Houston.
Yeah. Well, with Boston and Detroit playing each other, I mean, somebody's got to lose. I mean, I think it's you've got to go 1-4 or worse to miss the playoffs at this point. And if you can't get 2 wins without Gavin Williams starting, well, they probably don't deserve to be there anyway.
That's a fair point. I'll give you that. Thank you, Todd. Appreciate it. Yeah, it's just. It's interesting because you still know you got to get in, but where do you want Williams? Do we all is Williams a true ace too? That's the next question.
No, not yet, but he sure looks like one.
He's the guy you want to hand the ball to in a one win situation, right? I think
I had to pick one guy on the staff, he'd be the guy.
Oh my gosh, did you see that curveball working yesterday?
Yeah, no, I know.
Good
I'm just
gravy.
I'm saying because we just haven't had that like. CeCe, I'm just using CeCe, like the guy for
Pete
sure.
Kluber. You know,
or Kluber.
The last guy was Pete Kluber.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it felt like I was looking at with that 12-6 curveball. I mean, goodness. Then add in 98 on top of that. Yeah, I want that dude. Mm. Put that guy in the ball.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at choosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.